breaking down some of the barriers that people may have of misconceptions of how VC works.
Yeah, it really takes a village. It takes an ecosystem for companies to be built.
Welcome to the Golden Group Strategic Growth Podcast, featuring expert insights, interviews with thought leaders, and business plan triage. Hosted by Kyle Golding, award-winning entrepreneur, CEO, and chief strategic idealist for the Golden Group.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Strategic Growth Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Golding. I'm today joined today by Daryl Frater from Chirac Ventures. And Daryl and his team, along with a lot of other partners, are about to put on something called the VC Day in Oklahoma City on February 8th. This is an interesting, exciting event. I'm happy to have Daryl here to talk to us about VC today. So first off, good morning, Daryl.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Thank you for having me. Super excited to be on your show. Heard a lot of great things and excited to talk to your audience.
Daryl is a senior associate at Chirac Ventures. Chirac's relatively new. Tell the people who maybe aren't familiar with you guys what it is you do, what your specialties are, et cetera.
Wonderful. Yep. So Chirac Ventures, we are a early stage venture capital firm based in Oklahoma City. We invest in non-traditional founders building the next generation of global companies, meaning that we are investing at really early stages, companies that are just getting started, you know, have a few customers and are really having an impact with their businesses, but need some additional capital to take that next stage within their growth. We're investing in sectors such as fintech, SaaS, commerce enablement, future of work, and the creator economy. And we really love working with founders that have a really intimate focus on serving their customers, particularly helping them get more access to financial services and the ability for them to build wealth and make more money and live better lives. So we're super excited about the work that we're doing at Chirac. And I joined the team not too long ago, honestly, December of 2023. It was founded by Kevin Moore. He started Chirac Ventures in 2023 in January. So we're a little over a year now in the launching of Chirac, and we're super excited about the founders we serve and the mission that we're doing to help people build companies at the earliest stages.
Kevin was with Spur Capital before that, and he was with I2E before that.
Yes, he was.
So he's been very involved in the economic and entrepreneurial ecosphere for quite a while, for sure. So let's talk about VC Day. This is going to be Thursday, February 8th in Oklahoma City. It's at the Loom Event Center, which is 619 West Main Street, which is on Film Row. For those of you who maybe haven't been there before, but this is kind of, I would say, the first of its kind type of event specifically to try to bring together VCs, LPs, founders, et cetera, and create a lot of connection and conversation. So first off, whose idea was this? How did this come about? And then let's talk about what's going to happen in the room on Thursday, February 8th.
Yes. I love the concept of VC Day. I have a friend. His name is John Francis. He's the general partner at Stout Street Venture Capital in Colorado. And he introduced VC Day to me last year. And tap my shoulder to help him spread this series of events. So we actually have VC Days in many cities across the country. And last year I had the honor of hosting VC Day Tulsa, where we had about 130 people attend, amazing VCs, LPs, founders getting into a room for a few hours and just be able to have casual conversation to really talk about the topics within the startup and venture capital ecosystem in a very low pressure environment. VC and this whole world of venture capital and finance, it's so just in terms of the transparency, it's lacking the information that people need to be able to take advantage and participate in this ecosystem. So events like VC Day are needed to be able to democratize access to the relationships within the venture capital space, as well as the information and resources these founders need to get the capital they need to build their companies. So we're excited to create a safe space for this to happen and to do it in Oklahoma City. So we're super excited to do this on February 8th. And it's going to be an amazing event.
So it's going to begin in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, with a welcome and a meet and greet. Then 11 to 12 will be an LP panel. So for those of you who don't know, LPs, right? Limited partners. There's a lot of lingo and a lot of abbreviations you have to learn if you're going to work in VC, right?
Oh yeah.
Then there'll be lunch, a catered lunch from noon to two, along with office hours. So VC founder office hours, lots of conversation is intended to happen there. And then two to four, specifically networking and co-working. So a full day of information, of networking, of connection, of education, et cetera.
Definitely, 100%. Like I said, we did this in Tulsa as well as other cities, and just having these series of events to touch on different points within the venture capital ecosystem, you know, getting people exposure to how limited partners think, getting founders exposure to how venture capitalists think, and an opportunity to freely talk to them and ask questions in a very casual setting. It's super impactful. And just the testimonies from the founders that, you know, gave us feedback from the last event, we've seen a lot of amazing things happen. We've seen founders connect with VCs at these events and actually lead to funding. You know, so a lot of times it's just the lack of access. You know, without these kinds of events, some of these founders would never get the chance to speak one-on-one to these investors in a way that can actually be received properly. It's different to be able to walk into a room and say hi to someone as opposed to trying to reach to them cold via email or LinkedIn, where there are hundreds of people reaching out to these same investors. So creating a space like this is very important, and it really increases the likelihood of landing capital and, you know, getting the resources they need to build their companies.
In fact, someone who maybe has an idea for a business or has a startup or is early in the process and doesn't have a lot of experience working in venture capital, it can be intimidating to attempt to have a conversation and maybe feel like they need to have a perfect pitch, but they don't even know what that is, right? So this is an opportunity to, A, bring that intimidation factor down, but B, really kind of rough draft your ideas. It could even be an idea, right? It doesn't even have to be a complete business yet, but have some of the conversations with people that eventually you might need in order to take that idea and make it into a full functioning company.
Kai, I really like that you said that. You know, there is a lot of intimidation and anxiety that founders get when they're trying to get in touch with investors. And that is the sole purpose of why we're doing this, to break down those barriers and give access to these founders and these opportunities. You know, for myself, my background prior to being an investor, I was actually a founder myself. And I went through the challenges of trying to get in touch with investors, reaching out to hundreds of investors and never hearing responses, and, you know, just trying to break in and learn more about the industry. And a lot of founders that go through this, they hit a really, you know, depressing state when they need the funding, they need the resources, but no one is even willing to talk to them, let alone give them the finances that they need. So, you know, coming from my background as a founder and now being 3 years into venture capital, you know, I have a lot of empathy to be able to serve these founders and to be able to give them the resources that I didn't have when in my founder journey. And that's why I'm so passionate about the work that we're doing at Serac and so passionate about this industry of venture capital.
And in fact, it's not just Serac that's going to be there. You have a group of partners that are going to be participating in the event. Let's talk about some of those partners. The list includes Stout Street Capital, Victorium Capital, Plains Ventures, Cortado Ventures, Crimson Prairie Ventures, and Boyd Street Ventures.
Oh, yeah. We love partnering with other venture capitalists and others within the ecosystem, because it won't get done alone with just Serac Ventures. We need to build a community where we all come together for a common goal and mission to help the ecosystem together. So we love that we're partnering with some amazing venture capitalists, and we're looking for more. If you are an angel investor, if you are a firm that we don't have listed, if you are someone in the ecosystem that's looking to sponsor an event like this to connect with this ecosystem, we encourage you to reach out to myself, reach out to Kyle. He can get us connected. Reach out to Kevin, and we'll love to engage with you and have you at our event and see what ways that we can use this event as a win-win for everyone involved.
And you said sponsorships. You have a corporate sponsor, Regent Bank?
Yes. Yes, we have Regent Bank as our first sponsor. They sponsored the VC Day Tulsa. So a huge shout out to Peter Mullen, who is an awesome supporter of the venture capital ecosystem, and his team at Regent Bank. We love their support, and we're looking forward to working with them again for VC Day OKC, as well as other organizations that will be joining as sponsored. So we're working with a few others that are going to be onboarding as sponsors, and we're open to having more as well. So if you're interested in learning more about our sponsorship opportunities, I would love to connect and tell you more about it.
And in fact, that kind of breaks down one of those misconceptions about venture capital and investing and trying to raise funds for a business is people often think that banks and VCs and even different types of VCs are sort of in competition with each other. And really, we're all in collaboration with each other. So you're bringing in a lot of different funds that are going to be talking about their approach, which often are very different. Banks have different approaches. And sometimes funding of a venture is a little bit of everything, right? A little bit of VC, a little bit of bootstrap, a little bit of traditional banking, et cetera. There's so many things that go into taking an idea, creating a company, and to get that company off the ground and making it really viable and really going out in the world and doing great things. So I think you're already breaking down some of the barriers that people may have of misconceptions of how VC works.
Yeah, it really takes a village. It takes an ecosystem for companies to be built. And you'll be surprised by the great resources that a service provider can bring, like a bank or a law firm. You'll be surprised the resources and the connections they have that can be beneficial to your business. So we don't just want to bring only allocators and investors. We also want to bring service providers to also demystify, you know, what those relationships can do for your business. So that way, you know, founders and individuals that will be attending this event can speak to them and learn about the great services and the great opportunity that they have to work with these companies, even at the earliest stages of them building. And that information is very powerful. And the sooner you learn it, the sooner you can implement it within your companies.
I also think this is a great example of how supporting businesses, whether it's venture, traditional banking, et cetera, is a little bit different here in Oklahoma than it is East Coast, West Coast. You know, there's a certain approach that they have in the East Coast, New York, Boston, Philadelphia. There's an approach, obviously, Silicon Valley, but the Midwest and Oklahoma in particular, I think we have our own way of doing things that we're taking a little bit of the best of what's happening East and West Coast, but a lot of kind of Oklahoma values of reaching out to your neighbor, being collaborative, et cetera. And it's also a little bit of us versus everyone else too, right? You know, the flyover states that we don't get the attention we need, but so many great ideas and great businesses are coming out of Oklahoma City, out of Tulsa, out of the Midwest in general right now. And a lot of it's happening because we're making these connections and collaborations and putting all the players in the room together to be supportive as opposed to being in competition with each other.
Yeah, you know, I'm super bullish on the middle of the country, on Oklahoma, on OKC and Tulsa. I'm a newbie to this region. I moved here in March of 2023 with my wife and my daughter. She's 1 year old now. It's super exciting. I came from New Jersey, but I've been visiting this region for the past 2 years and really fell in love with the ecosystem that's building here, the excitement around entrepreneurship and venture capital, and the opportunity to build great companies in this region. Just like you said, it's super collaborative. The ecosystem is thriving and growing at a rapid rate. And I encourage more people to consider coming and visiting the Oklahoma and the middle of the country to explore opportunities and engage with the opportunities that are available here. I think that the future of the middle of the country is super exciting. And being here, we also have great access to other parts of the country, being here in the middle. So that's why I'm super excited and glad that I chose to come to Oklahoma. And it's been a phenomenal year. And I look forward to, you know, my future in this state and engaging with the ecosystem here.
We're happy to have you. We're happy to have stolen you from New Jersey, and we're keeping you now. We're keeping you here with us.
I'm here to stay. Sure. I'm here to stay.
You know, and bringing these great ideas like VC Day and for Tulsa and now Oklahoma City. So we're super excited about that. So one more time, VC Day OKC is going to be Thursday, February 8th. It is an open event for VCs, LPs, and founders interested in networking within a casual setting. The goal is to create a low-pressure environment for all participants while enabling access to greater venture capital ecosystem. As a founder, as an angel investor, and as a service provider, I'm super excited to be in the room and have these conversations and see who I get to meet, who I get to help, and who I get to work with potentially moving forward in the future as well. Really excited about VC Day on February 8th. In the show notes, I will have the link. There is a link for anyone who can register because it's a free registration, right?
Yep, completely free.
Right. It's we want to get as many people in the room, get as many ideas, many conversations, many collaborations as possible. So if this sounds something that you're interested in as a participant, if you want to be a guest, the link will be in the show notes. Make sure and check that out. If you can't find that or need more information, hit me up, hit Daryl up, hit the folks at Ciroc up. Also, any of their partners that we mentioned earlier, Stout Street, Victorium Capital, Plains Ventures, Cortado, Crimson Prairie, and Boyd Street Ventures as well. We want to get as many people in the room. If you're interested in participating at that level or at a corporate sponsorship level, make sure and get with Daryl and his team over at Ciroc and participate. Let's make VC Day OKC an awesome event that we can continue on in the future. Looking forward to seeing you on February 8th.
Looking forward to seeing you as well, Kyle.
All right, everyone. I'm looking forward to seeing everyone else there as well. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Strategic Growth Podcast again. We'll be coming at you again in another couple of weeks with another episode. I might even do a follow-up and let you know how VC Day goes on February 8th. So thanks, everyone, for tuning in today. Thank you, Darf, for being my guest. And looking forward to seeing everyone at VC Day on Thursday, February 8th.
Thank you for listening to the Golden Group Strategic Growth Podcast. Please subscribe so you never miss an episode. Follow the Golden Group on social media. For more information, past episodes, or to contact us, please visit thegoldengroup.com.